This is CIUT 89.5 FM, the University of Toronto Community Radio Station. Available across Canada on StarChoice National Satellite Service, Channel 826, and broadcasting worldwide at www.ciut.fm.
The stars shine Saturday, June 20th on CIUT 89.5 FM for APTN's Aboriginal Day Live. This grand showcase stars Buffy St. Marie, Crystal Shawanda, Joey Styles, Derek Miller, and many more. Tune in to CIUT 89.5 FM beginning at 9 p.m. on Saturday, June 20th to hear the 3.5-hour celebration live from Winnipeg and Whitehorse. Don't miss an evening full of music, comedy, and more to welcome in the summer solstice. APTN's Aboriginal Day Live, Saturday, June 20th from 9 p.m. to 12:30 a.m. on CIUT 89.5 FM.
Do you ever make up a dance and stomp your feet or punch an old pillow? Or do you have a loud song that you can sing when you're angry? Here's some loud music which just sounds like it's saying, I'm angry. I'm very, very angry.
Good evening and welcome to CIUT and Equalizing the Stort, which is the punk show here every Sunday nights from 10 till midnight. My name's Steve, and we started off tonight's show with Disco Assault from Windsor, half Detroit. I guess a border town band, pulling members from both scenes. And we started off the show with a song called Asshole Stare, which I believe is unreleased to the moment anyway. And we're going to start off tonight's show with a live session that we recorded a couple of weeks back when they were in town. We've also got a bunch of other things included. Will be the show listings and demo feature. Tonight we're going to be featuring a band called Rumors from St. John's, Newfoundland, which features Jules from Margaret Thrasher, which we've talked about when they were coming here and stuff. And we've got a demo feature tonight, so we'll be playing that near the end of the show. Let's get back into it. This is Disco Assault, recorded a couple of weeks back.
Let's go to the top. control.
Welcome to the show, guys. Introduce yourselves and tell us what you do in the band.
My name is Matt, a.k.a. The Riddlin' Kid, guitar, backup vocals.
I'm Paul. I sing.
Ali, drums.
Jay, bass.
Okay.
Backing vocals.
And is this the regular lineup, or is there some fill-ins for the...
Where do you want to start?
Well, how long has the band been together for, then? How long has Disco Soul
been? 05?
Yeah, late 05.
Late 05.
And how did the band, like, develop as a unit? How did you first, who brought in who first initially? Maybe we could start off with that.
Me and Paul basically had known each other for a while and wanted to do something, and we recruited somebody who was kind of just learning to play drums and...
Still developing, like me.
Yeah, and Jay came in to play bass, and basically that was the start of it.
Okay, and has the lineup changed much? I mean, it seems like the three of you have been together.
Yeah, just drummer.
The drummer lineup.
We're number
changed.
Four.
Number four.
Yeah,
correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
So who's drummed for you?
Our first drummer was Chris Kieschel. He was the original drummer. And that went for about a year, two?
No, he was a couple years, man. A
couple years.
And then John filled in for a year.
Yeah, we moved on to John Bellin, who actually has a pretty long rap sheet of other bands that he's played in. Very talented musician.
He's on the recording as well.
Yeah. He's on the... Chris is on the demo, the first demo that we put out, and John is on the 7-inch recording.
Yeah.
And then we had another drummer after that, Matt Fink. And how long did he last for?
About a year. It's been about a year.
He played a bunch of shows with us, and then he... left, and now we have Ali from Death in Custody filling in, but I guess permanent. I don't know. He keeps changing his mind every couple of days.
I have no idea what you're talking about. I'm a permanent drummer.
Ali is now the permanent drummer for Death
in
Custody and
it's now official.
Disco Assault. It's now official.
Or it will be when we go to air with this.
Yes.
Yeah.
Cemented. So were you guys in any bands prior to Disco Assault, or is this a first-time band? For you, or are you in any other bands currently?
I've played in numerous bands, being from Detroit, Scurvies, Smoke Bombs, Jim Abusive and the Cigarette Burns over here in Windsor. It's been basically Disco Assault, and I played another band called Narsesh, which is pretty much skate rock, just a three-piece.
Yeah, I played in a punk boy band for a little bit called 12-Step Failure. Never recorded or anything, but... You know, I don't even know how long ago that was or how long that lasted.
Right.
It's all a haze.
Were you in a band with Jay? You were looking at
No, no, no. I don't know. For some reason, I was looking as
okay.
He has a pretty good memory. So
oh, I see.
I was kind
You're
of
referring to
could,
the encyclopedia.
Yes, I was referring to the encyclopedia, Boss Ross.
Okay.
Prior to Death in Custody, I was in several bands. They're not really worth mentioning. Death in Custody is really the first band that you know I'm really been proud of. That's been going since 2002, and that's a Detroit hardcore band. I first met Paul in Toronto when The Oppressed came to play in 2005. And then just later, like next year, the year after that, I first saw Disco Assault. I don't know if it was their first show or not. Probably not. But
did we play together?
Yeah, at the Old Miami with Fear City from Chicago and the Lager Lads from Windsor. It was a good show. And really since then, I've been playing a lot of shows with these guys. I see them a lot. I've always liked the band. And but anyway, we booked this weekend in Canada, starting in Windsor, and we went to Ottawa, Montreal last night, today in Toronto, and it was supposed to be with Death in Custody and Disco Assault,
yeah.
But unfortunately, our singer's dad died about a week or so ago, unfortunately. So,
yeah.
That's about it, really, as far as so. I've been in the band for about a month, you know.
And how are you liking?
Before aside this from weekend, them. I was loving it, but no, I'm just kidding. These guys are cool, and I've been having fun. I love this band for some reason. I don't know, whatever.
Hey, Jay, were
I'm
you?
I'm like spacing in and out here. No, sorry.
That's okay. Jay, were you in any bands prior to Disco Assault?
No, I used to edit films for Crass, though, and I occasionally did sound for Disorder and Chaos UK. That was in my earlier days, but this would probably be the first band that I've played in officially.
I was in Crass, man. I don't remember you. Back when I was three, you know?
You were mentioning you're from Detroit.
Yeah.
And Allie, you're from Detroit.
Yes, I am.
And you guys are from Windsor.
From Detroit also.
Are you really?
Yeah.
We're three-quarters Canadian and three-quarters
Jay's the only
old.
True-blooded Canadian.
Jay's the only
band.
True-blooded, yeah, pretty much. Yes.
So Do you commute to Detroit to practice, or how does this work?
All the time.
We do now, yeah, with Allie, because he has a jam space, so.
Okay. Yeah, and then the border doesn't like me all the time.
But they must like you? It's debatable?
It's
nine out of ten times.
Yeah, okay. It's like a crapshoot?
It's definitely a crapshoot with Department of Homeland Security.
Okay.
Passport helps.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You have
as that? Opposed to a driver's license and a birth certificate.
Yeah.
And an attitude problem.
Soon it'll be the only way you can get across, right?
It's supposed
yeah.
to be June, right?
I think
June
so.
June 1st, I believe.
Yeah. Where does the name Disco Assault come from? Where does it
really,
come
it's
up?
Really the only way it could...
There's this small room at the very bottom of Paul's head.
that's pretty much it. That's where it came from.
It's the only way I could agree on, really. I mean,
yeah,
it makes
that
sense.
Was... That was fun, coming yeah. up with a band name.
We can agree on other things, and the band name was probably the hardest thing I had to do ever.
Which,
is there a story to it, or is
no,
there,
there's,
does it mean
there's really
or?
No story. It was just, everyone just was throwing out tons of different ideas.
Something that was Googled as well, and there was no band. And
yeah, we definitely.
Kind of an anti-disco or whatever new.
Smash the discos.
Or, yeah,
no,
I guess.
The
more
kind
so
of
disco in the European sense of modern.
Yeah.
You know, popular yeah. discotheque music, and I guess, you know, not the actual 70s. Well, smash that too, I guess. Assault and smash it all.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I'm sure some people could probably just, you know, hear the name and maybe think we're a cover band doing, you know, songs from Saturday Night Fever and all that. But
have you been confused for that?
Sometimes.
Yeah.
Up until about the first.
I think it's pretty obvious.
It's a
rejection
people.
Of popular music and standards, isn't it?
Yeah,
Is that not your initial interpretation?
Yeah, that would be a take on it. Yeah, for sure.
Jeez.
Gosh darn, what the heck?
There's no story.
But I need
it.
You guys to say that. I mean, it's, yeah. I don't,
there's no real.
It's not an
story.
Onslaught of electronic music. That's not it.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Good.
The exact opposite.
CIUT 89.5 FM presents the CIUT live broadcast June 18th at the Rivoli as part of the North by Northeast Music Festival with East Coast indie pop rock group Mardeen, Mixed Bag Winnipeggers The Details, Straight Out of Brooklyn, New York, Kittens Ablaze, Toronto's own Violet Archers, and featuring alternative country sensation Arkweld. Hosted by CIUT's Brent Miller of the Monday Makeout Session. Don't miss the CIUT live broadcast June 18th at the Rivoli as part of the North by Northeast Music Festival. For more info, go to www.ciut.fm. E-bikes are a promising alternative form of urban transportation with all the advantages of a regular bicycle. Fun, exercise, free parking, zero emissions, and freedom from gridlock. E-bikes eliminate one of the bicycle's more serious drawbacks, lack of power. Imagine pedaling up a hill as comfortably as riding down. That's what the e-bike experience is all about. In most situations in the city, riding an e-bike is faster and cheaper than either car or public transit. Check out www.mobilityunlimited.com. To find out more about these inexpensive, clean, green machines. Or call 416-778-9586 or toll free 1-877-778-9586.
And now back to an interview with Disco Assault.
What was the idea behind Disco Assault when you first got started? When you first started getting together, what kind of, like, was there an idea in your head of what you wanted to be as a band?
Play.
Because I get like the sense that, like, you guys sound like a Reagan era hardcore band, like an early American sort of. You've got an early
that's,
American.
That's sound. A lot of. I listen to a lot of stuff, but that's always wanted to do with the energy. The
and if you were in an oi band before, that's like a departure, you know.
look at Negative Approaches.
A departure.
Very much oi influenced.
I listen to.
It's a lot different.
A lot of different types of music. This I think's been the most. Like, I think, you know, it's been successful. And as far as achieving kind of the sound, we're not trying to do anything new. Obviously, we're not like a lot of other bands that are trying to be progressive, cutting edge, metal, hardcore, what even passes for hardcore nowadays. And
But it's like a back-to-roots sort of hardcore sound, right?
It definitely is.
I mean, it's cutting through the bullshit and just making like a primal. Like, that's what it's to me, like watching you guys tonight.
Yeah,
and like we got it going together. I mean,
but that developed naturally, I think.
Yeah. As you started jamming and stuff. Yeah.
That's one common sound we can all really agree on, and it's, you know, we've all been influenced by, I think.
I was going
to
ask you that.
And
this
part of what I'd attribute to that is how difficult it can be to come up with a third and fourth riff for a song. So generally, we have two. We break it down to a bridge and
don't
bullshit that as the third part to a song, and people like you interpret that as Reagan-era hardcore.
Plus, okay. The first wave of hardcore, is, in my opinion, is the best era, and it's the standard in which all final hardcore after that should, you know, look up to, I guess. And that's really what, you know, that's...
Well, yeah. It was the first wave of hardcore, really.
And it was the best, in my
opinion. Was, yeah, for sure. So people were just trying to figure things out at that point, and it came out amazing.
It did.
It was the response to punk, right? You saw it.
Yeah. Was it a response to or a reaction against punk?
I think it was the next reaction evolution. Next stage evolution.
I think it's
punk.
Both.
Okay, me too.
Yeah.
I often think it's very far removed from the roots of punk.
Yeah.
Hardcore.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
I often think too. I'm just kidding. Sorry.
Okay, so we started touching on influences. Who do you consider influences?
Long list.
Yeah, I mean,
go ahead. We got time.
I don't know. I personally don't want to.
I mean, you did. You were almost going to do a cover of Negative Approach tonight. So can we say that they would be an influence?
If
you guys come from that era,
if you can listen to the
your
music
vocals
you play,
sound a lot like John Brennan's.
Yeah, he's done that before.
You don't think? You disagree?
He looks like John Brennan.
No, but I hear.
I think there's a secret desire to be John Brennan.
If there's a Thank you.
Just like John Brennan has a secret desire to be Alice Cooper.
Oh, really?
Absolutely.
No way.
Absolutely.
I think
research it. You'll find out.
All right.
I think whatever we you know, if you can make a distinction that, you know, this band kind of sounds like this, and chances are that was an influence.
Yeah.
I don't, you know, it's not a MySpace page where we got a list. Tons of different, you know, it's pretty obvious the era and the bands that I think we were.
Well, who do you love?
I absolutely, absolutely love Subhumans. I love everything Conflict have done. I'd say over the last 6 or 7 years, Restarts have become a favorite band of mine.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Well, that would be counter to the sound.
Sure. Yeah.
But you're wearing an MDC shirt, so would
absolutely
you
love
like
MDC.
Them? Yeah?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The early period or?
All periods.
Really?
Oh, geez, yeah.
Okay. Who else would you guys?
I'm a huge Sick of It All fan.
Yeah.
Which is not early 80s.
I like Sick of It All.
As far as like post early 80s hardcore, that's like they're like one of the best bands.
Yeah.
From after that era.
Yeah.
I guess the pinpoint down is not just bands, but California early 80s bands like Wasted Youth. I mean, you got Black Flag, obviously, Circle Jerks,
Bad Brains,
Middle Class. That's New York. You got Wasted Youth.
Oh, yeah.
Or not Wasted.
Urban,
you
know,
Waste. Urban Waste.
Yeah, Urban Waste.
There's a list. You have Midwest. You got
actually
Necros.
Your guitar sound sort of sounds a little bit like Urban Waste. Like that sort of, I don't know, grating.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the kind of sound I don't know. It gets me going, I guess.
I like a lot of the youth crew bands though too, like Youth of Today.
Yeah,
you know,
I was
like
a big
that.
Fan of them.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I love Gorilla Biscuits.
Yeah, that stuff's good.
Okay, so if you had to limit the band's musical collection to 5 punk releases, what would they be?
I'm not sure I understand the question.
Put your heads together. You're going in a van, and you can only take 5 releases.
Oh.
What would they be?
In God We Trust Incorporated. That's actually the first punk thing I've ever heard when I was a kid.
Kennedys.
I love, yeah.
Yeah.
I love that still. Fear the Album.
Fear the Album?
Yeah, Fear the Album. No, the first Fear record.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Man, I don't even know where to start answering that question. Like,
is there anything that comes up in the van or when you're driving?
We were listening to Negative Effects and Last Rites stuff. So
actually, it's a classic album.
That, really.
Yeah, because it's went on to be this. Yeah.
Hell yeah, that's the shit.
Free Souls by Citizen Fish. It'd be a choice.
That late? You didn't like any of their earlier stuff?
Absolutely. But actually, I love Free Souls, and it was the first release that I bought.
We're talking about albums, right? How about This Is Boston, Not L.A.?
Yeah,
that's a classic.
Good album.
Yeah, compilations are a good way of getting a lot of bands in, actually.
Yes, good answer.
D.C., I mean, maybe a Flex Your Head or something like that would be good.
Yeah. Or States, No Illusions.
This Is the Elf
EP.
Yeah.
Band from Ann Arbor, Michigan called State, No Illusions EP. You know, there's that.
Avil Butcher's Act of Slaughter.
Oh, and another Detroit band, Forced Anger, that nobody's ever heard of, but an awesome band. They had a really great demo called Summer of Hate. I would definitely...
Less Talk, Propaganda, that's a great record.
But that's like, we've exceeded 5 albums, so I mean...
You have, yeah.
And we just defeated the question, sorry.
Oh, that's all right. Lyrically, from a... Who writes most of the lyrics?
I do.
What are some of the things you sing about?
You heard him sing earlier.
It's all right.
You
this is for the benefit of every single
word.
This is not for my benefit.
I sing about a lot of
just like
stuff.
Religion,
politics.
Yeah, you did a song called Religious Control,
social,
or tried to do a song called Religious Control.
A lot of tried to. I think there's definitely a lot of social commentary in my lyrics that obviously reflect my point of view and. I would imagine kind of somewhat mirror some of the members in my band and their points of, you know, their ideas. Not exactly, obviously, but, it's...
Okay, let me ask you this. What would be your favorite song from a lyrical standpoint and why?
That
out of a Disco Assault song.
Okay, we're not talking about...
Yours.
Probably Religious Control, that one that...
Yeah.
Third Time's a Charm.
Yeah.
Homeland Security. We have a few newer songs that Beggar in the Ballad, actually, which isn't recorded. Well, it is recorded now. That was our second song we played.
Second song.
Which one out of those three?
Out of the three, right. Sorry, I digress. Probably Religious Control.
And why do you like it?
Talk
a bit about this.
I have a serious dislike towards organized religion, and that really reflects my, you know, beliefs,
distaste for
and
it.
Attitudes, and my distaste
for faith.
Yes, yeah, yeah.
That's for faith-based groups that try to control society.
Yeah.
Hence.
Actually, because I was in One Blood and we did a song called Faith-Based Religion. So
did
I thought,
you?
I thought you were. Never mind.
It's, you know, it's nothing new. It's been sung about hundreds of times before by hundreds of other different types of, you know, punk bands and hardcore bands and oi bands, but it's something I, you know, believe strongly in. And, yeah, that would probably be, at this point in time, my favorite.
Yeah, and it's good. There, I mean, hardcore has been used by a number of different faith groups to try and recruit kids into their own. You know, like there's Christian hardcore and
there is now
Krishna hardcore and all these different types of.
What do you think of Noah Levine?
Of who?
Noah Levine.
I don't know who that is.
Buddhist. Dharma punks.
I don't know.
Come on.
I
don't think he's lying.
If they're using hardcore for.
I think all yes. all.
Then I think they're full of shit.
Different types of.
Same with Shelter. You'd say.
Yeah. Easily.
Krishna gore. I think many different types of groups use all different types of genres of music to, you know, target younger, more, you know, the hip kids and try to kind of, you know, appeal to their level.
Yeah. Like, I remember when if you were a hardcore kid back in when, like, Shelter was around, a lot of those Krishna kids would come up to you and, you know, drop names from Cro-Mags or...
Right.
You know, or, you know, John Joseph, whatever. And, I know John, and they would try and come up with a John Joseph story, and you're like, yeah, fuck off. Like, you know, I think it's just like people preying on, you know, kids.
I've seen them play once. I don't remember that, anything like that happening.
It happened here because there's like a Krishna temple.
Oh, yeah,
and
really, yeah. Well,
yeah, it happened a lot here.
Anyway. I believe it, yeah.
Okay, what about the rest of you? Do you have a favorite song from a lyrical standpoint, man? Why would you like it? Why do you like it? Do you know the songs?
Maybe. Well, I guess the one I wrote, Broken Boards, Broken Bottles. It's about skateboarding and drinking, pretty much.
Yeah.
Which is, I don't know, and music, and that's what I love, that's what I do.
Yeah, cool. John, Ellie?
I don't know the lyrics that well. I couldn't.
Yeah, well, you can be forgiven.
Thank you.
Jay knows several songs.
What is my favorite song lyrically?
Yeah, a Disco Salt song from a lyrical standpoint, and why do you like it?
Oh.
Do you want a set list?
No. I like Blood for Your God. I think the timing of it was proper. I think.
That wasn't played on, obviously wasn't played
we
on
We didn't
the
do that
list.
Tonight. What's the song about? Do you want to talk a bit about the song?
The war in Afghanistan.
In Iraq, right. And everything that's going on over there. And it was, you know, obviously during the Bush administration, you know, during the peak of everything that was going on, it was obviously what influenced me to write that song. Mm-hmm. I don't think we've played it in quite some time. I don't.
It's been probably a year. It's been a year since John.
Yeah. It's an older song. It's one of our first. I think.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Cool. What's the scene like in Detroit like now?
Detroit Windsor /
yeah,
Windsor?
Yeah. I mean, I would imagine there would be different scenes, right?
Yeah.
No scene in Windsor?
Yes.
No. Okay. Well, what's the scene like in Detroit? Tell us about
Detroit.
Who would you play with back home?
Oh, I can only speak for Death in Custody, but we play with like a ton of pretty much every band in the scene, really. From hardcore bands like Hate Incorporated, Bale, Bloody Knuckle Combat, Pitbull and Cold as Life to like we play with punk bands like Pub Life. We play with Hillside Stranglers and just all, you know, we play with like a, you know. But there's like Detroit's got everything really. We have a straight edge hardcore scene, we have, you know, the rest of the hardcore scene, I guess. We have a big hardcore scene, we have a big punk scene. We don't have a very big oi skinhead scene. We used to.
Definitely used to. Detroit scene's great. I mean, I love the city.
Loads of fun. I find it mixes well, too. like the splinter genres that Ali was talking about.
Exactly. I think if Windsor wasn't five minutes away from Detroit, it probably would have left a long time ago.
Yeah. Some of the best gigs I've seen have been in Detroit.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, Detroit just gets all the... it's a regular stop for touring bands, you know? And a lot of bands have played Detroit over the years, especially from, like, New York.
I've only been to one show there. I got to see a 7-second show with Life Sentence way back at a Polish Hall, I think it was.
Really?
Life Sentence, really? Wow.
Polish Hall? That's a long time ago.
I'm old.
Yeah. I think that's before our time, but...
Okay, well, sorry.
That's okay. That's all right.
But it was a great show.
I bet it was.
Yeah, definitely. As far as the Windsor scene goes, I don't think we have anything in common with many bands.
It's a lot of metalcore, screamo. Well, they call it hardcore, but it's more like moshcore is what
I
would call it.
Yeah. Metal.
I don't even think's worth debating. So.
No, I think we can
disassociate myself from those shows.
Yeah, I mean,
yeah.
We can come to a unanimous decision on that one. That it's.
Yeah. Okay.
Down the toilet with that.
Tell me about you have a how many recordings have you done to date? I think you were talking about a demo that you had recorded.
The very first demo.
When did you first record?
That was 2006.
Yeah.
7 songs, I believe.
Okay.
Yeah.
And did you self-release? It was a self-release, like CDR or something like that?
Yes.
Okay. And then did any of those songs go on the 7-inch that went to Schizophrenic, or is that a different recording?
No, a different recording.
Yeah.
Okay. Was there any recordings in between that?
No, I don't really think so because of the drummer issue. We tried to do something with our first drummer, and that's when things kind of fell apart.
Okay. So where did you record the first demo at?
Well, the very, very first demo would have been in the basement.
We didn't really release that, though.
No, we didn't. We didn't release that on, like, you didn't transfer the CD for
we
sale?
We did, but never sold it.
Okay.
We did the first one at Concrete Channel in Tilbury, which is a friend of Jay's. Had a home studio in the basement.
Very nice studio.
And then the other recordings that we did for, 5 of which we released for a 7-inch on Schizophrenic Records out of Hamilton, entitled Saturday Night Bleeder. We did that. A buddy of ours actually doesn't really have a studio, but he's had like a basically portable. Did it in the basement. $100
as opposed to.
Oh wow, that's amazing.
And he knows what we want. And it sounds good, and he's good at it. Something he does on the side is just
exactly
not something he does for money. It's something because he enjoys it. So,
How long ago was that recorded?
A year ago, February of last year. So we still got songs we're trying to release from that as well.
So how many other songs are there?
Didn't
come out yet.
4 originals, 6 or 7. I think 6 originals. And we did a bunch of covers. We did a couple of Cash covers. We actually did a benefit for CJAM, which is a college radio station in Windsor, called Cash versus Clash. But they had country bands do Clash songs and punk bands do Cash songs. And we did Wanted Man and Folsom Prison. That was a lot of fun.
New Year's Eve 2007, 2008. That was a very fun show.
It was fun
learning the... Johnny Cash songs, which, they're recorded, and we're probably never going to be able to do anything with them due to legalities.
So did they ever release them, though? Or?
No, they're recorded. Actually, just got a better mix of them, but, I don't think we'll ever put them out because...
Other than maybe putting them up on our MySpace page for...
You don't think somebody will... Because they would be great comp songs or something.
Yeah, I think, legal issues.
As far as what I've heard for,
intellectual
for Nashville,
property rights.
Yeah.
You wouldn't want to cover Rancid. It's,
we have
very much the same thing.
I wouldn't want to cover Rancid, period. But.
Yeah, right.
Pardon?
I wouldn't want to cover Rancid, period.
No, the consequence would be the same if you were to be sued is what I mean.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. but I bet they sound good coming from you guys.
Yeah, that was...
You don't think so?
I'm just kidding.
I think we could...
But, a Johnny Cash song sped
I think
up,
we could
like,
leave him
as fast as you guys play.
Do we have
CD?
Him?
Yeah, I have him in my car,
you could
play him if you want, or...
Sure, I'd love to. no, really.
On the show.
Really, eh?
We have good mixes of both songs.
Yeah.
So, it's got some of the unreleased...
You're on. I'm following you out to the van. No reneging on this one. What are the band's plans coming up? What are you... Are you going to be because you played some songs that you haven't recorded yet? I understand.
We're talking about doing a Death in Custody Disco Assault split release sometime in the fall, hopefully.
Yeah.
And Schizophrenic.
Yeah. Oh yeah, we're talking to Schizophrenic about it. So, basically whoever
A 7-inch or a...
Vinyl, that's what we're going to do?
We like to do vinyl, yeah.
Sure, okay.
We like vinyl. We're kind of record nerds in a sense. Most
CDs are soulless.
Well, unless they come in digipacks with fold-out posters.
We want to come back
vinyl,
up here.
Vinyl has been like the ultimate format, though, right? It stands up the test of time. CDs.
Yes.
Yeah, right.
So actually, and they're they're easily scratched, right? They just...
Absolutely.
Records are beautiful.
I believe when we were getting our 7-inch press that it actually had to be because of this kind of like resurgence of vinyl now in a lot of... newer bands,
it got held up. Yeah,
are
basically.
Going like, you know, going to vinyl now, and it's obviously it's not as many vinyl record making facilities as there probably are for CDs or anything like that. So yeah, we got put back a bit on the list.
It was a rush order.
That's a good sign though, isn't it?
Yeah,
vinyl's back.
You know, it's definitely. But you see some of these.
I mean, the record industry tried to kill vinyl, so. They never. It's good to see that they didn't accomplish that.
Well, they're. I think everything is getting repressed now too. Like a lot of the older punk hardcore stuff. Like, and it's disgusting. Some of these prices you're seeing on these represses.
30 grand vinyl.
Yeah,
$21.99.
Yeah, $32 for a repressing of Die Die on My Dream. I was like, come on, give me a break, man. Are you serious? Like
the Slayer stuff too. They issued a bunch of. I'd seen that. It's like $40-$50. Like. Buy the original.
At that point, I'll buy a CD.
Yeah, but for sure.
We still prefer vinyl. For sure.
And I never did get into downloading music.
Yeah, me neither. I don't. Most of my stuff's on vinyl. How can people get in touch with the band? What's the best way to reach you guys?
MySpace.
Can you give us the address?
It's www.myspace.com/discoassaultpunk. Or also we have a website which has a link to it, which is www.discoassault.net.
Okay, great.
519-988-0051. You can talk to me.
Okay. And
ladies call. Are you going to regret that or what?
I don't think anyone who's ever mentioned a phone number over the air has regretted it, so I think you're safe. Any last comments?
We definitely want to come.
Ottawa was a blast, absolute blast.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've had fun so far this weekend.
As far as plans go, I think we definitely want to come back up to up this way with Death in Custody and do the original tour that was planned. The bands and the people in the cities that we've played, well, Ottawa, Montreal, were just amazing.
Yeah.
Just the nicest people in the world. If they had attitudes, they checked them at the door because I didn't see any of that crap that you get, you can get in some other places you go.
I've seen some bands where, like, for a long time, just like, oh, yeah, another band, uh-huh. But some of the bands I saw, I was just like, holy shit. Especially last night in Montreal.
Yeah. Yeah. Played with
Striver, oh, my God.
Striver and Hold a Grudge.
Hold a Grudge, my boys, yeah.
Both bands were amazing and, really just,
Yeah. And the Rookers were great and Botched Suicides.
Correct.
In
really
Ottawa, that was a great show.
Daniel really Shank was the other band.
It definitely, our reception, and it definitely made us want to come back up here again, for sure. And I'm sure, we'll play
I like
tonight.
To watch bands live.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's fun. Well, I hope tonight will be good, too. Hopefully you'll come back to Toronto.
Yeah, I'm sure. This is our first time.
Yep.
Our first time
Seen a couple of shows. Never played it personally. I never have, but... Ali has. You've played, discussed earlier, I played shows in Toronto.
Yeah, I've been playing shows for like 10 years in different bands. I played Planet Kensington. I played with a bunch of fucking goofs. I played, lots of bands, lots of shows. I can't think of any of them right now.
Yeah. Well, the place you're playing tonight is relatively new, so.
Yeah.
But they've been doing lots of shows. So
we did open, it was funny though.
Is it a bar?
We did open for Suicide Machines at the Cathedral though 4 years ago.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's why you told me about that.
It was a good show.
That.
It was fun. Yeah. As far as comments, I want to throw a shout out to Insurgents Records. Check out Death in Custody, please.
Yeah, we will obviously like to thank.
Is that a new release? The one that you gave me today?
No, that came out January 08, Infected with Rage.
About a year ago.
We actually recorded a CD a while ago, and we're trying to figure out artwork and everything, but it's going to be called The End Result. It's going to be coming out in Insurgents hopefully by the end of the summer. And we have a new track that's going to be on a sample they're putting out. It's called Car Bomb. It's going to be on that CD. Go to the insurgents.net or check out Death in Custody, myspace.com/Death in Custody. Please.
Cool.
Yeah, we
need
like
the
to,
money.
Like to thank Craig for putting out the 7-inch because, you know, I don't know. Vinyls, I got a pretty big vinyl collection. It's always something I wanted to do, and finally it took me, I don't know, a long time, but...
Now you have one of your own releases in there.
That's right.
That's good.
I'd like to thank you also for having us here at CIUT and giving us a chance to play. And
well, you guys were great to watch, and you came all the way from Montreal, so you don't need to thank me. You guys did the hard work.
Yeah, we did.
I just got to see you. Thank you.
I don't know if you can hear those sirens in the background, but I think it's our cue to get the hell out of here.
Time to go.
They found out I'm here. Let's go.
On the run again. Thanks very much.
All right,
thank you.
Thank you.
Stars shine Saturday, June 20th on CIUT 89.5 FM for APTN's Aboriginal Day Live. This grand showcase stars Buffy St. Marie, Crystal Shawanda, Joey Styles, Derek Miller, and many more. Tune in to CIUT 89.5 FM beginning at 9 p.m. on Saturday, June 20th to hear the 3.5-hour celebration live from Winnipeg and Whitehorse. Don't miss an evening full of music, comedy, and more to welcome in the summer solstice. APTN's Aboriginal Day Live, Saturday, June 20th from 9 p.m. to 12:30 a.m. on CIUT 89.5 FM.
We're Disco Assault and you're listening to Equalizing Distort.
This is CIUT 89.5 FM, the University of Toronto community radio station. Available across Canada on Star Choice National Satellite Service Channel 826 and broadcasting worldwide at www.ciut.fm.
We love that one.
I love it. Every time you use that.
Yeah.
Dance.
Okay. Hey, Darce, what's, you're in, something's wrong with your mic, man.
There is?
Oh, there we go.
Is that better?
Yeah, that's much better.
All right.
Well, that was Disco Salt, recorded a couple of weeks back, and they're from the Windsor, Detroit area, as you heard. Got the sort of rundown. Three members from Detroit, one member from Windsor.
or some kind of mix in there. And yeah, just an awesome band. They've got like this amazing recording of unreleased material, which included that Folsom Prison Blues, which, as they were just trying to describe, was a track that they did for a compilation that was to be put out, I think, by C-Jam, and featured, I think, punk bands doing country awesome. Johnny Cash songs, and it was supposed
Johnny
to be
Cash.
Called, yeah, it's supposed to be called Cash for Chaos, I believe.
Oh, that's great.
Which was a play on the Sex Pistols thing, and just a wicked idea, but I don't think it ever came to fruition.
That
so
cover is killing, that's great.
It was too good to sit on, and as I promised them, if they gave me a copy, I would play it on the radio, and it was well worth it.
Yeah, I'm happy you did. That's awesome.
Yeah, great band, and hopefully they'll come back. You're trying to get them back here, right?
Yeah, they were bands they mentioned, Striver and Gerbia from Quebec. We're both supposed to come with them on tour, but unfortunately, for some reason, Disco Assault's not playing anymore. But Gerbia and Striver will both be here on July 4th.
Okay, well, that's kind of a nice segue to get us into the show listing. So why don't you take it from the top?
All right,
you will, Maestro.
I will. Tuesday, June the 7th at the Molson Amphitheater, The Offspring and Pennywise are playing. Thursday, June 11th at Sneaky D's, Lords, Titan, Barnburner, and Villepend are playing. Also that night is the debut screening of Remembering Who's Emma at Project 165, which is at 165 Augusta in Kensington Market. Please check that out. That should be cool.
I should also mention I'm doing a punk rock tour on Tuesday.
Yeah, please.
At 7 o'clock at the original Who's Emma, which is 66 and a half Nassau Street. So we'll be there at 7 o'clock, and then we're splitting. And I made a special zine for the occasion,
very nice.
Which has like... photos of current venues, but memories of what they were and where I could find photos and pieces of punk memorabilia about those spaces. I try to put those in there too, because there's a long rich tradition of punk rock in the market. So that's Tuesday night at 7 o'clock at the old Who's Emma, 66 and a half Nassau.
Awesome.
Be there at 7 because I'm splitting right away. I got to get home and walk dogs afterwards. Sorry.
Why can't you take the dogs with you?
One of them's a handful.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, be sure to be there for that. Thursday is Lords, Titan, Barnburn, Villepend, Sneaky D's. That night is the screening of Remembering Who's Emma at Project 165. Moving on to Friday. This Friday, Ultraviolence Ray from Sudbury is in town. But actually, it's in Hamilton at the Casbah Lounge, with Rocket Reducers, Dirty Chinese Thieves, and Bag Tag. So if you want to head up to Hamilton on Friday, there's a bunch of cool bands nearby from Welland and Sudbury. Saturday, June 13th at Siesta Nouveau, not at Annie's on Queen. There are no more shows at Annie's on Queen, unfortunately. So if you ever see anything about Annie's on Queen, it's now been moved somewhere else. Probably Siesta. In this case, it's Siesta upstairs. Cruel Hand, Urban Blight. Oh, wait. This is wrong. I think this already happened. That was yesterday.
Yeah, so was the Who's Emma screening. I think I screwed up some stuff.
Yeah.
Are you using the old list?
I think I might be.
You better get to the new one, because Who's Emma screening was last Thursday.
Right.
The original, but
wait,
it's...
your walk.
Is this coming Tuesday.
Okay.
I didn't miss that.
All right. What day is today?
The 14th.
The 14th. All right. Yes. No. Okay. So we're on track. I'm sorry. So I just mentioned some shows that already happened. So please ignore that. Let's move on. So Cruel Hand played yesterday, not next Saturday. Let's continue.
The Punk Rock Walking Tour is Tuesday.
Is this Tuesday?
I think the next show is Thursday, right?
Yes.
Youth Brigade.
Youth Brigade is playing at the Bovine Sex Club. As part of, I believe, North by Northeast.
It is.
So that should be awesome if you're into Youth Brigade, and I wouldn't miss it. That's the Bovine, Thursday, June the 18th. Friday the 19th, Contagium are in town with Legion 666, and Molested Youth is playing at the Smiling Buddha, which is 19+. Friday, June the 19th is the documentary about Youth Brigade and BYO Records. That's at the National Film Board. At 1 p.m. So check that out early on Friday, also part of North by Northeast. Saturday, Youth Brigade are playing again for free, I believe, at Dundas Square at 6:30. So
it is free.
You've got a chance to see them Thursday, see the movie Friday, and see them again on Saturday for free at Red of the Heart at Young and Dundas. So that should be awesome. Sunday, June 21st at Siesta Nuevo downstairs, I believe. No Harm Done is in town with Static Radio NJ, Think Again, Energy, and Attention. I think Think Again is not on the bill anymore, but that's part of a Stuck in the City production, so definitely check that out if you're into No Harm Done. It's a pop-punk band from Florida. Pretty sweet stuff. Sunday, June the 21st, right here, we will have Contagium in from Nova Scotia, which should be awesome. You want to say anything about that?
No, they're going to play.
Okay, great.
I think we're trying to get a second band that night, but
oh, really?
Not to play live. It'll be pre-recorded.
Right.
It might be Mature Situations. I'm not sure yet.
Okay, very cool.
There's a lot of irons in the fire right now.
Ah, okay.
Anyway, I digress.
It's quite all right. Thursday, June 25th at the Phoenix, Propagandi are in town with Strike Anywhere, Sights and Sounds, and Carpenter. Also that night at Lee's Palace, should you prefer, The Business and Overpower are playing as well. Friday the 26th and Saturday the 27th of June, there is a little festival going on called the Traumatone Festival, also known as the Toronto Extreme Music Festival, that is happening at the Rearview Mirror, which is, I believe, where Hughes Emma used to be. Is that right?
No.
No?
No, it's right beside where Planet Kensington used to be.
Oh, yes, of course. It used to be called Bread and Circus for a little bit last year, but it's now called the Rearview Mirror. Traumatone Festival is happening, and it's some pretty amazing super heavy bands and some noise bands. The Rita, Slaughter Strike, Orodurin, Endless Blockade, Orn, Body Collector, Murder Squad TO, Zenta Sustained, Warlock Moon, Paranoid Time, Crux of Ox, Rataton, Remlap, and Grand Nord. So if you're into noise, experimentation, power violence, death metal, this is the place for you.
The various forms of extreme music.
Yes, some incredibly loud stuff, so bring earplugs or not if you prefer. But if you're into bands like the Endless Blockade or...
then appreciate the searing ear damage you can gain.
Definitely.
Without earplugs.
Well said. Very well said. So check that out. That's 26th and the 27th of June at the Rearview Mirror in Kensington Market. All right. Sunday the 28th, Polar Bear Club, Sights and Sounds, and Carpenter are playing at the Cathedral. Tuesday the 30th at Lee's Palace, New York Dolls are in town with Black Joe Lewis and the Honey Bears. That should be pretty interesting. Thursday, July the 2nd, Molson Amphitheater, the Pennywise and Frank Turner are playing. Friday, July the 3rd at the Cathedral, Subhumans UK are playing. Do we have a band on Sunday, July the 5th? Because there's a question mark beside this list.
Yeah, not yet. So that's not confirmed. But we're Striver in town and Gerber are in town from Quebec.
Oh, yes, so of course. So,
we might be trying to get them to come in.
Awesome. Yes, that was the very next show that was on the list here.
As long as we still have a studio.
Oh.
That's the contingent.
Right.
Right. Anyway. Yep. That's it. That's all I have to say.
Well, the very next show I was going to mention was Striver and Gerbia from Quebec City are in town to play at Siesta Nuevo. They will be playing with Bag Tag, which features members from Sailboat to White and Crux of Ox, as well as UTI, Hanger Heroes, and nobody else. So that's at Siesta Nuevo. So Striver and Gerbier are in town from Quebec City, which should be pretty awesome. Moving on into the rest of July, Rise Against are playing the 5th at the Molson Amphitheater with Rancid and St. Alvia. Wednesday, July the 8th at Siesta Nuevo is another Stuck in the City production, Coke Bust from the States, with Six Fix on tour. Also playing with them are local favorites Urban Blight and Hazardous Waste. Friday, July the 13th, The Endless Blockade, Hatred Surge, Mammoth Grinder, and UTI. Some pretty crazy heavy stuff, so if you want your ears bleeding again, check out Friday the 13th at the Siesta Nuevo, July. That should be amazing.
And what a great day for a show.
Oh, yeah. Friday the 13th, Endless Blockade, Hatred Surge, Mammoth Grinder, UTI. That should be heavy as all hell. So definitely go to that. Monday, July the 18th, as part of the Radio Silence weekend, Fucked Up are playing at the Phoenix with Women and Vivian Girls. Also, that night and that weekend, Negative Approach. Or is it the very next day, I believe? Negative Approach are playing. That's kind of important. They're playing with Supertouch, Dave Smalley, Solo, The Wrong Side, New Lows, Bad Choice. This is happening July the 18th at the Annex Rec Room. There's all sorts of shit happening that weekend. So check out the gallery. Radio Silence, I don't know, there's not a lot of info here, so I'm going off the top of my head. But Negative Approach playing with Supertouch, Dave Smalley, The Wrong Side, New Lows, Bad Choice at the Annex Rec Room, July the 18th, part of the Radio Silence sort of gallery opening. It's the first time they brought it up past the border. Fucked Up, Women, Vivian Girls. There's a whole bunch of, I think there's three different shows or events between the gallery viewing and these concerts. So definitely check out the Annex on July the 18th. Also that night, if you're not into Negative Approach, you can go see Set Your Goals, 4 Year Strong, Fireworks, The Sweller, and Gravemaker at the Reverb. Thursday, July the 23rd, The Ugly, who we had in 2 weeks ago, are playing at the Dakota Tavern with The Screwed. Friday, July the 31st, at the Moulton Amphitheater, Rise Against and Rancid are playing. And August 8th, we will have a huge show at Siesta Nouveau with Vicious Cycle, Burning Love, Raw, UTI, School Jerks, Plagues, and the City Sweethearts. So I think that's six, maybe even seven bands playing.
Big show.
Yep, Vicious Cycle, Burning Love on tour. Vicious Cycle have a great new record out called The Pale Blue Dot.
Hey, did you bring any of their new stuff in?
I did not.
Neither did I.
Damn it.
And I downloaded it this week.
Do you like it? Have you heard it?
I haven't heard it yet.
Oh. I can't stop listening.
I captured the file, that's all I know.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
And Barn Burner is killer. Features Chris Callahan from every band ever. So that should be a wicked summer show. Plagues coming down from Sudbury, Vicious Cycle, City Sweethearts, UTI, School Jerks, Raw.
Mm-hmm.
Raw with a brand new record as well. That should also be awesome. So
yeah. It's an amazing bill right there.
Amazing. And just a week later, at the 18th, on the 18th, at the Cathedral, Have Heart, Shipwreck, Bitter End, The Carrier, and Bad Choice are playing. So that's Have Heart's last show in Canada ever. They're doing their last tour ever right now, and they have decided to break up after this tour. So if you're into Have Heart, that's your last chance to see them. August the 18th at the Cathedral, unless you want to go across the border and see them somewhere else earlier or later on. But anyway, that's your shows for the next 2 months. So
if we missed anything, you can email us at equalizingaccessstore@ciut.fm, or you can call us here at 416-946-7000, and we'll add it to the list. And we're going to get back into the music. This is Negative Approach in honor of them coming here. And also, woo, because Disco Assault covered this song by Negative Approach, we're going to hear Can't Tell No One.
All right, we started off that last set with Negative Approach with Can't Tell No One off the 10-song 7-inch that they released back in April 1982, originally released on Touch and Go, actually always released on Touch and Go. And after that we heard Death in Custody, also from Detroit, and we heard the song called Do What You Want, taken from the Infected with Rage CD that came out on Insurgents a year ago or so. And after that we heard Special Patrol Group and the song No Less Than Death off of an EP by the same name, followed by Bunny Skulls, and we heard the song Bunny Skulls, taken from the 18-song EP, which is released by Punks Before Profits. And what's the deal with this guy? Is it the same? Is there somebody in the band that did the artwork? Or
Someone in the band did the artwork for that cover and has done the artwork for the covers for a great number of other hardcore bands all over the world. You played something last week or what was it? Rational Animals,
right.
from Buffalo.
Yeah.
Did their cover. Yeah, Scott Bentz.
Okay.
He actually did my band's artwork.
That's why I played it, actually, because of the connection. You were talking about Bunny Skulls, and I'm like, oh, yeah, I have that record.
Awesome.
So I listened to it this week.
It's.
Thanks for pointing it out.
Yeah, no problem. And for a demo, 18 songs? That's crazy, eh?
It's great.
it's really good.
Yeah. It's fast. But not as fast as you thought it would be. You thought it would be faster.
Yeah.
You're a little disappointed, it sounds like.
A little bit.
Anyway. You just got a Need for Speed, I think, that's all.
Probably, I think so.
And we finished up with a band from Finland called Baja Verta. This is, I believe, their debut EP. And it's on a bunch of labels. You can find it through Roku Records or Nightstick Justice or Sharkcore Records, which is a label I've never heard of. I think this is their first release. The song we heard was called VVVV. And I don't really know what it's about, but anyway, that's I love new Finnish stuff. It's pretty much a lot of the new Finnish stuff is like taking the cues from the 1981-82 scene of Finland, so
mm-hmm.
which was the heyday of Finnish hardcore. So anyway, it's great to see that the tradition continues.
Awesome.
Yes. So that's it for my set. And sorry, I apologize for the lifting and putting down of the needle, but
that was kind of fun to watch.
I didn't find out until like partway through my set that we only have one turntable working, so
instead of the usual two.
Yeah,
so I maneuver.
I apologize for the dead air, but I was trying to keep it as short,
but as seamless as possible. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh well.
Which is impossible to do with one turntable. So. You'll be getting more of that in the show because my next set is with a lot of vinyl too.
Great.
Anyway, back to you, Darcy.
Back to me. I was going to play some Negative Approach, and then you surprised me by
bringing them in.
By also bringing them in as well. And had I known that, obviously I would not have. But so I'm not going to play more Negative Approach. I suppose we could, but I just won't.
but this next set does still have some requests because you were asking for requests from your friends, and Negative Approach came up as one of the bands.
Yeah, they did, and I was going to play them, but I've also got some Limp Wrist on here, which you can never go wrong with. Probably my favorite band in the whole world right now, or have been for a long time.
And you got requests for this as well.
I did, totally. And there's some other stuff in here, Social Circle. What else did I... Oh, there's a couple little surprises here and there. Anyway, I won't bore you anymore. This should be Limp Wrist if I did this right.
Thank you.
All right, we're going to stop with that. That sounds like shit, obviously. We're having some problem with possibly the transmitter or possibly the CD player we're using, so we're just going to switch this over. Sorry about that. Don't want to make anybody go deaf. You may be a fan of live music, but I don't think you're a fan of indecipherable music. Let's try this again. Hopefully this will work better. All right. This should be Limp Wrist.
Blah!
This is CIUT 89.5 FM, the University of Toronto Community Radio Station. Available across Canada on Star Choice National Satellite Service Channel 826 and broadcasting worldwide at www.ciut.fm.
And that was Bad Choice, the first song off of their demo, known as the Bad Intro. Before that, we heard Cherry Beach. Shit. that was Bad Choice. Sorry. That was Bad Choice. That was the Bad Intro from the first song from their demo, just newly released. Before that, we heard Cherry Beach by Career Suicide, and we started that off with Cruising at the Show by Limprist. And now we're going to get into some other shit. What's up?
I'm going to start off with Low Vision from Tokyo with a song called Touch the Truth, which is a title track off of an EP. It's a band that we played a demo feature from maybe a couple of weeks ago. So this is Low Vision, sort of a skatecore band from Tokyo.
Just struggle every day. Just pretend it's okay. But it will end for
Okay, we're just going to fade that down a bit. That's Zionos from Osaka, and the song we're hearing is called Voice of Youth. We started off with Low Vision and the title track off their latest EP called Touch the Truth. Civil Victim were next with Nothing Left to Say, which is on the Mir Craig EP out on Loud Blaring Punk Records out of Albany. Accidental Gun Death were next with the song 14 out on Blind Spot Records. That's a great record if you can find it. Guilt Trip were next with the song Guilt Trip out on Absent Records. The Remedials from Vancouver with the song Close Enough for a Punk Rock Band, taken from the Vancouver's Punk as Fuck Volume 2 compilation. After that, we heard Rogue Nation with Interluder, and that's off of a CD called Be Your Own Rogue Nation. And the reason I play that song is because I thought it was like the worst backup vocals ever. Striver were next with the song Bullshit, and that's off the As Dirty As It Seems CD self-released. The reason why I played that is because it had a cowbell in it, and no punk band should ever have a cowbell. And Zionos is what you're still hearing with that continued repetitive riffing. We're going to get into the demo feature now. This is Rumors from St. John's, Newfoundland, and we'll tell you a bit about them when we get back.
Maybe you'll get lucky at the punk club tonight.
You think so?
Sure. You know, all these punk girls hate themselves. That's got to improve your chances.
Oh,
you. I prefer to get high in life.
Hi. I was wondering why they don't play heavy metal on the radio.
Because we haven't got any listeners that enjoy heavy metal except you.